Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lord, and I am your host today. And my guest today, Jared Capps. Welcome, Jared.
Thank you, Chris. Really happy to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, love having you. Jared, you run the Jerseyville Furniture and Carpet Store. The family business, been in the family for a long time. South of town?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Staying busy at that?
We're rocking and rolling every day. We're busy with the largest selection of Lazy Boy and Flex Steel furniture in Southern Illinois, and then we're also a full-service Mohawk Color Center elite dealer. So lots of waterproof floors, carpet, tile, vinyl,
just all kinds of good stuff.
If it goes on a floor, you can walk in a shower, and we got it, so we can execute.
So, Jared, you grew up in Calhoun.
I did. Campsville.
Yeah, I knew a few people from Calhoun.
I bet you did. Yep.
Grew up in Campsville, yes, and went to high school at Calhoun, mm-hmm. Graduated from there. And are you the only person that I know of, okay, that graduated at Calhoun and got a scholarship to play golf?
I believe that I am. There's lots of...
In college.
There's been lots of... prolific athletes, and you being one of them over the years, but I think I'm the only one that earned a full
athletic scholarship. Now, did you play any other sports?
I tried to. I wasn't very good at any of them.
But that's crazy. You were the golf team.
I was.
For Calhoun. They had a golf team, and you were it.
Yep.
How was that competing, the only person showing up
well,
on the Calhoun team?
There's five, at the time anyway, there was five people on a team, five teammates. And they take the best four scores, and then they throw the last one out. Well, I played for Calhoun High School, and we didn't have a team. I was the team.
Right.
So I played for individual honors, and I was fortunate enough with Coach Short at the time in Jerseyville to play along with the Jerseyville High School schedule, but I represented Calhoun High School.
I see.
So Calhoun High School forfeited every golf match, but I played for individual honors, and it worked out pretty good for me.
Was that an advantage as far as becoming a good player? Being the only player?
It was a spectacle, that's for sure.
You got all the attention.
Yeah, kids from the bigger schools, up north of Jacksonville and in Alton and Edwardsville, when we'd play these meets, they would kind of scratch their head. There's one kid running around with Coach Brandsburg gave me a GATA hat from the football team with Warriors on the side, so I had it rocking and all the meets, so that it turned a couple heads probably, but it was a lot of fun too.
Where'd you get your start in golf? I mean,
my father, dad, he got sick of playing fast pitch softball back in the days with all the fighting that went on, and he started traveling
because he grew up in Calhoun as well.
He did,
and softball was big. Fast pitch was big.
Yeah.
For a period of time, man, they took that serious.
Yeah, and he just decided he started playing. He started hitting balls at the ball diamond at the Campsville grade school, and then he joined Westlake Country Club in 1984, and then I started getting rides over to Jerseyville and taking golf lessons from Greg Church, and then I'd get to travel with Dad in the summertime, and he'd drop me off at a golf course in Iowa or wherever we were at and work out a deal with the pro shop. And then I would go around and around and wait for him to get done working that day. And then we'd play golf all afternoon. And for some reason that just clicked with me. I was pretty decent at it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Now you are married.
I am.
And your wife's name?
My beautiful wife's name is Laurie Capps.
Laurie Capps.
And our daughter is Finley. My stepdaughter is Finley Heckrod. And love them to death. They're my girls.
Do they play golf?
They will, if I lobby hard enough, but they're more into reading books and they're homebodies, so they don't like the golfing. It's a frustrating game. But that's what makes it so cool. But my wife, she plays a couple times a year. I get her to go out in a scramble, and she makes all kinds of miraculous putts, and it's for never playing very much. She's pretty good when she wants to be.
Now, would you consider yourself the best golfer in Jersey County?
No, absolutely not. I can't carry Pete Noble's golf clubs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Pete's awesome. And it's probably up there between Pete and Greg Church, and they both work hard at it. Church is getting older, but he's still tenacious as all get out, and Pete hits it forever, and he makes everything he looks at. So there's so many good players in Jerseyville. But no, I definitely would not consider myself the best.
Now, you went on after high school at Calhoun. You went to Wren Lake?
Wren Lake College in Ina, Illinois. It's south of Mount Vernon. I played there for 2 years, and then I played well enough. Coming out of Calhoun High School, there wasn't a lot of Division I schools that was going to take a guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird story. A guy forfeits every match, the only player on the golf team. And I played well enough at Wren Lake to be recruited by Leroy Newton at SIU Carbondale. So I was able to play Division I college golf, and that's when I found out that everybody hits it good. It's a big putting contest. What an awesome time I had. I mean, traveling the country, playing golf, and going to school for free. It was
now when you're on a college golf team, mm-hmm. maybe a high school team. Did they make you run or do sprints or anything?
In Division I, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, three putts you pay. So they keep
three
stats.
Putts you pay.
Three putts you pay. That's what if you three putted, you owed him a mile or whatever.
Whoa.
Torturous thing that. You know, that's just, well, it's right about the time when Tiger Woods started working out. That's when physical fitness became a thing in
a
golf.
Part of golf.
Yeah. We'd run and do push-ups, lift weights, whatever. Yeah, so it was a pretty good incentive not to three putts.
Now, you had Ole Miss looking at you.
I did, yeah. For after Wren Lake, I had went to the Grove, toured it, stayed with the golf team. I loved it. Came home and told Mom and Dad, I'm going to Ole Miss. And they said, that's great. And then they went and toured the campus on their way to the Tupelo Furniture Market. And I got a phone call from the coach that said he was going to give me a half a scholarship and Carbondale was going to give me a full ride. So Dad said, guess what? You're going to be a Saluki. You know what? And I wouldn't change a thing. Carbondale was awesome. It was closer to home, and it was a lot of fun.
Yes, it is good. Now, you got out of college, but you didn't go straight into the family business.
Nope. I graduated from Carbondale in 2002.
What kind of degree?
Bachelor of Science degree in speech communication. And I went to work at the Argosy Casino in Alton, Illinois, as an executive casino host.
I see.
So my duties were to take care of the entertainers. I've got awesome stories about Chuck Berry and Kansas and
cool.
And then I'd also take my clients to, suites at the Cardinal game, take them to dinner, going at the time the Rams were in town. It was a pretty sweet gig right out of college for a young kid. And, you know, lots of nights and weekends.
How did you get that job?
I submitted my resume and they called right up. And I went down and interviewed. Todd Ribbick interviewed me. And I interviewed well enough, and it just kind of happened.
You're a natural born salesman.
I guess, yeah. It just kind of happened to me. I suppose the other way around. So, but it was a suit and tie every day as a 23-year-old kid. You know, comping people and taking them to dinner and going to ball games.
Did you ever take them golfing?
Oh yeah. Lock Haven Country Club they had a membership there, so. I would take not only my customers, but the other host, I would take their clients because I was the only one that played golf. So you get a lot of business done on the golf course.
Yes, I can. I've always heard that.
Yeah,
it's for sure.
It's a great tool.
So why did you ever leave that job? That was sweet.
Well, it was sweet. Dad was expanding at the time. For your listeners that may remember, he started in Jerseyville in 93 at the old Ford garage and then moved next to Dairyland at the old Sinclair's building in 2000.
Right. Yep.
And in 2005, that's when he built the main building where we're at now at 1672 South State Street, just south of Jerseyville. And he needed some help, and my brother needed some help. And so,
it was you and Matt and your dad.
Yeah.
And then your mom, probably.
And then mom, when she retired from teaching school in Calhoun, she came on. So it's the old joke in the flooring business. You know, once the carpet fuzz is in your blood, it's you just kind of stick with it. So
now you have a sister as well.
I do, Michelle.
Yes.
And she teaches school at Calhoun Elementary, and her husband is one of our installation crews. His name's Tony Webster.
Oh, I see. So now, your store, you got two buildings.
Yes.
I mean, how many square feet is that?
Combined, it's 37,000 square feet. We are now the largest Lazy Boy and Flex Steel dealer in Southern Illinois. And we're also the largest Mohawk flooring dealer in the Metro East. So it's a big building. It's a but it solves a lot of problems with inventory and having things readily available so people don't have to wait.
Yeah, when you think about inventory for a business, you know, if you're selling, you know, widgets, you know, and right. they don't take up much space, it's one thing. When you sell furniture, you got to have some space.
You got to have some space.
Floor space and storage space.
Dad joked over the years he built those buildings, he thought he'd never have a problem with not having enough space. And now we have the biggest not having enough space problem ever before. There's never enough space to put stuff. But we rotate it out of there pretty frequently. And it's just another avenue to have a service for
and an
community.
Advantage.
Right. And an advantage from buying power.
Yeah.
So that's the that's where Dad's mindset was at, and it's turned out to be a pretty good business model.
Yeah. How about flooring? The flooring business. Do you need a lot of space for that too?
You don't need as much space. I can usually receive flooring material within a week to 10 days, and then we have 5 installation crews that go Monday through Friday, so I can usually have most people. Installed within a week to 10 days after. So it doesn't take long to get the material at all, but I do stock multiple pallets of waterproof floors and rolls of carpet. So if you really need it in the jiff, and I get some people to come in that have their own installers, and I'm happy to go ahead and cut the carpet, deliver it to the house, and whatever I can do to make their life easier so they can just enjoy their new floors.
Hey, if you're joining us, I have Jared Capps with me, an old Calhouner. And but he's been in Jerseyville for longer than he has been in Calhoun,
yes.
like me.
Yes.
He's got Jerseyville furniture and carpet just south of town. And we're talking some biz. What's going on in the business? Now, you deliver out of the store. That's and if they have something like old furniture or mattress or something, you get rid of that too?
Yes, that's a unique feature that we offer in Jerseyville that that they don't offer readily in the St. Louis area, which is why we're going south, you know, more and more all the time on furniture deliveries, because we have the ability and are willing to deliver your new bedding or your new sofa or your new recliner, whatever it is, deliver it, set it up in the house, get it fired up if it's a power motion group, or an adjustable bed. We make it so all you have to do is sit on it or sleep on it and enjoy it. But what's unique to us is we will haul off and dispose of your old. That's a feature that is pretty nice. So I try to make it so all you got to do is enjoy your new furniture and sit on it or sleep on it.
Hey, what's the new thing? I'm going to switch back a little bit. What's new and improved and special out there in flooring? Is there anything? What's the latest and greatest?
Smart Strand is huge. Smart Strand. It's a fiber. The technical name of it is Triexta. They just let 6 elephants and 3 camels live on it for the month of October in the Dallas Zoo. And
seriously?
And it cleans up with just hot water. I did my own Smart Strand challenge years ago with my buddy Pocat at the KC Hall. We laid a piece of carpet across State Street and let the whole Jersey County Fair Parade go over top of it. And then
when was this?
This was probably 2000. There is a YouTube video of it. If your listeners are bored and want to check out a much younger version of myself and my brother doing this with Pocat. And we let the semi-trucks and the fair parade, the horses, and then everybody drank beer and we cleaned it in front of everybody and it all come up clean. I don't do that anymore because I'm older and it's always the hottest day of the year, it seems or it's raining.
Oh, I think you should try it one time. You should do it right in front of my house on 404 North State.
Yeah, we could probably.
Right in front of the KC Hall. Yeah. They get the Dairy Queen, the KC's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I've got a fish aquarium and I take a piece of carpet and I put it face down and I fill it full of the cheapest red wine I could find and it floats, and then I just pick it up and the red wine beads off of it, and you just take a paper towel and wipe it up and it's gone. So you can't stain it. So that's a fun new, it's not new anymore, but it's been out since 2005. In 2014, they put the Nanolock Spill Shield over top of it. So toilet bowl cleaner, whatever. It just pet urine. It just beads up and rolls right off the fiber. Just take a paper towel
Amazing.
And wipe it up.
It's, Amazing.
It's a lot of fun being a flooring nerd right now because the technology is so cool.
Hey, what's something new and innovative in furniture? Or is there anything?
Probably the latest thing I've seen. It's funny, my wife and I, we joke every time we get on an airplane to fly to High Point, North Carolina for the furniture market every 6 months. And we joke, well, how are they going to reinvent the recliner this time? And then I thought, like, there's no way they can do it.
I mean, what else can they do?
How else can they do it? And sure enough, they do it. So FlexSteel has a product now called the Z-Cliner. And the Z-Cliner is the first recliner ever built that's designed to be slept in every night, which is a huge deal for people with hyoidal hernias, blood flow. It promotes heart health. It puts you in a zero gravity position, which makes you feel like you're suspended in midair. And it's impervious to stains, similar to smart strand carpet. The fabric on it, you know, repels stains and spills. But it is the first one. It's got a TV position. It's got a position for the ideal position for sleeping. And you've got lumbar support. You can make it. You can go anywhere you want to go, anytime you want to go there. Or the old reclining mechanisms, when you'd flip the mechanism, it'd throw you where you'd throw you, and that's where you had to be comfortable at.
Right.
With this stuff, you can go anywhere you want to go. It even illuminates underneath the chair when you get up in the middle of the night. That senses you have as a nightlight, so you can go to the bathroom, do whatever, and then come back without stubbing your toe. So the Z-Cliner, now they've got they have a sofa with it now called the Zofa. It's got lights that lights up while you're reading. On each side, you can control your comfort level. They've got heat and massage with it now. So it's just a big deal because not everybody can sleep in a bed all night. They have to have a recliner, and recliners were never designed to be slept in all day and set in all day and slept in all night. Well, now they've got it, and it's the Z-Cliner.
I know people that will fall asleep in their recliner, get up, go to bed, and then they can't go to sleep.
Yeah, and then they wake up and they hurt the next, you know, they ache and they pain, and it's just a new technology.
With all that you got going on, you got to have a pretty big staff, or pretty good staff, but probably decent size as well.
Yeah, we've got 12 people that work for us, and that includes the warehouse guys, and of course I do it the same way that Dad did it for 50 some odd years. You know, he hires the high school kids, and then they usually, the ones that go to Rankin or, you know, hang around, those kids are usually really good at fixing things, and they're good at putting furniture together. So we've always employed the high school kids, and then I keep them until they're usually about 19 or 20, and then they move on. And what's fun is watching them come back.
Yeah.
When they're older and they become adults, and they come back and they tell us, man, you really treated us well to get out in the real world. So that's a lot of fun on the warehouse side of things. And then I've got my main girl, Amy Pointer. She's John Miles' fiance. And then Ashley Conrad. She just came on about 6 months ago. So those girls are phenomenal at their product knowledge, special order furniture. They're so good. My joke is, somebody comes in, do you want to talk to the man in charge or the woman that knows what's going on?
Yes.
You talk to Ashley or Amy. And then my new hire is Brett Lamar. He is a local guy, moved to Indianapolis for a while, and then he's now moved back into town. He could fix anything. He is such a valuable resource, and he's in sales. He sells stuff over in the warehouse because he's the one that fixes it all. So he can talk about how the mechanisms work, and I'm really blessed to have the staff that I have.
Well, you know, we're blessed to have you here in the community to have that type of operation. What do you say? What do you have as far as your store goes and what you offer? Why do you say to people, you know what, you don't have to go to St. Louis. You don't have to go beyond. You can stay right in town because this is what I got.
Well, my answer to that, there's a reason why people from St. Louis come to Jerseyville. That's because of the service that we're able to provide. You know, we've got, again, 37,000 square feet of inventory that you don't have to wait 8 to 10 weeks for it. You don't want to have to wonder when it's going to be delivered, how it's going to sit, how it's going to feel. Do you like the cover? Because you're not ordering it on a website. As big of a fan as everybody is with Amazon, and Amazon's a great tool. I use Amazon at my house. But when I can't find something local, you know, we do order things from Amazon, but you can't, you know, when it comes to furniture, you got to sit on it. You want to touch it. You want to feel it.
Yeah.
And then if you have a problem with it, who are you going to call? You know, they're not going to, you know, answer your call or give you know the personal service. That
you're stuck with it.
Right. It's deal with it. Yeah. Tough. And we don't deal with any of that. I go back to what, you know, Dad said when we were kids growing up in Campsville, installing floor covering on the weekend. How would you want it done if it was your house?
Yes.
And that still sticks with me. So if somebody buys a new bed from BIMCO, we get out of Springfield, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
If they just can't, if it's too firm or if it's too soft, they just can't live with it, just call us up and we'll send it back and we'll have it softened or firmed up or let you reselect. It's just that type of service.
Just that easy.
Just that easy. And yes. That type of service doesn't happen anymore. It's a good part about living in Jerseyville and being from a small community.
Believe it or not, we're about out of time. Any last things you want to say? I know you hinted around that you might have a big sale coming on.
I've got a huge sale coming on. I'm still working the details out. I'm bringing in a company that's going to help us do this. And it's going to happen the last week of March tentatively, and it's going to run for 10 weeks. We are currently getting things in motion. So if somebody is interested in anything furniture or floor covering wise, come out and see us before the sale starts. We're still we're running the sale, but we just haven't went live with it yet. And that's going to your listeners will be hearing about that come the end of the month with the advertising through WJBM and other avenues.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Jared. And I know you got to get out to the golf course.
Yeah,
so
that's right. So, that way.
Yeah. So we'll see you later. Thanks for coming in.
Chris, thanks so much.